rocking you till next Sunday. This is the Manic Monday Show with Casey on Radio Sega.
This week's guest on the Manic Monday Show, Steve from OSE.
Understand the love. Sega.
This is the start of your Radio Sega Live Week. The Manic Monday Show with Casey.
We'll be right back.
the Manic Monday Show on Radio Sega. Welcome. I'm KC. Live every Monday as per usual. We just played some Yakuza Kiwami there with a track called Vertical Point with two eyes for some reason. So vertical point, perhaps. Welcome to the show. It's nice to be back for another week, another episode of Season 3 of the Manic Monday Show. And what a great show we have for you guys. We have some awesome music lined up for you guys. We have Say My Name. We have special guest OSC, Steve, Open Science Collective, to talk about some of his... his history with music and everything. It's quite interesting. It's a great interview, so stay tuned for that later on during the show. We have third-party tracks. We always use Memories of Sega, focusing on a Mega CD game this week. So there's lots of fun to be had, as per usual, every Monday evening on Radio Sega. I hope you guys have had a great weekend, and this new week has been treating you well. I've had a really, 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 really busy day, and so I know I need to catch up on some things that have been happening on Discord as well. Hopefully, I'll try that. JB just posted random letters and numbers on Discord, maybe because his cat, walked on his keyboard, or maybe he fell flat on his keyboard because my voice, it's really, really, really weird, and I'm sorry for that. So I think I just killed Jamie. live on Radio Sega, KC kills Jamie with his voice. With his sexy, sexy voice. No, not really. Anyway, welcome to the show. I'm sure he's all right. we just played some music. Let me start by saying what we just played. So we started off with a remix by Mesmerist. It landed today, so he shared this on our Discord earlier today. His own take on The Concept of Love from Jet Set Radio Future, the Electro House remix of The Concept of Love. Great track there. You can grab it on SoundCloud. Why do I keep saying SoundClown? Although that would be amazing. That would be amazing. Let's all pitch in and start a website called SoundClown. Yeah, not sure what that would be like, but let me know your own thoughts for our new website, SoundClown. SoundCloud. So you can grab this track, this new track by Mesmerist. It's his first one in 2 years, so it's special. Grab it from his SoundCloud. I shared the link on Twitter, and so just look for it there, or just look for Mesmerist on SoundCloud and you'll find it pretty easily. Then we had Cryptic Castle from Shadow the Hedgehog, Maria. And finally, Vertical Point from Yakuza Kiwami. So those were the tracks that we played to start off the show. Jamie says, no more bad opinions for me than if you've killed me. Yay! Wait, this deserves... That's it. Okay. That's it. Very good. So, what else? Join us on Discord, by the way. So I've been talking about Discord. RadioSE.ga/Discord. That's where the magic happens. That's where you can join us and tell us a bit about yourself, about your dreams, your expectations, and maybe tell us what you're thinking about today, what you've been playing, if you're planning on grabbing that Yakuza 6 demo that is about to hit PlayStation 4 tomorrow, I believe. So let us know that on Discord. Or you can also play Say My Name if you join us on Discord. That's also a very good reason to do that. But if you don't want to join Discord, you can tweet at Radio Sega. Let me know you're listening. Shout out to 2. Let's see. So many favorites and whatnot. So shout out to Naznanip for you. Maybe. I don't know. Naznanip Paul? I don't know. Yeah. So shout out to this guy who, you know, commented on the show art made by Kopke. And this is Buranda, one of the bosses from Fantasy Zone. So, by the way, I don't think I've ever mentioned this. The show art for Season 3 of the Manic Monday Show is actually one of the bosses from Fantasy Zone, Buranda. Level 2, Stage 2, if I'm not mistaken. But don't quote me on that. Okay, so let's keep going. Don't forget, join us on Discord, because that's where you can play a little game we like to call this. Say my name. That's it. Say my name. So, Jamie says, where's the kids booing people? We need that for Steve later. Yeah, no. It's an awesome interview with Steve. I really enjoyed that. You know, it's like some of these interviews I've been doing in the past 4 years or so. I like, you know, chatting with friends. And in this case, it was really a chat with a friend. And it was really nice to know a bit more about Steve's musical background. Yeah, it was hard. So usually the interviews on the Manic Lounge are 15 to 20 minutes long, tops. But in this case, this week, I wasn't able to, you know, to cut anything off. Just a little bit there in the middle, but just a few seconds, because, yeah. So we have like a 24 minutes long segment or something. So yeah, it's really great. Anyway, let's keep going. I'm getting distracted as per usual. So Say My Name. What is Say My Name, guys? You know what it is. It's a game we play every week on the show. Each week I pick something that has some sort of relation with Sega. It can be a game, a character, something. This week it's another game. We're doing games this time. So it's another game. So what I want you to do is to guess the name or the title of the game. That's what we're here for. And so to help you out along the way, I'll be giving you four different hints, four clues to help you out in guessing what the game is. The quicker you get a correct answer, the better, because you'll get more points. If you get it correctly after the first clue, you get 20 points. You get 15 points after the second clue, 10 points after the third clue, and only 5 points after the fourth and final clue. So it's better if you get 20 points, right? Right. But there's the catch. You only get one guess per clue. One guess per clue. So think carefully before wasting your clues or your guesses. Don't forget, you have to join us on Discord to take part. RadioSE.ga/Discord. Even if you're not planning on winning this edition of Say My Name, we're well underway, so we're halfway through this season. So even if you're not planning on winning, why not take part just to have some fun with us? Or maybe if you want to learn the ropes of the game and try your luck at the next edition coming in about 5 weeks or so. Yeah, that's a possibility as well. So let's start this week's Say My Name edition with clue number one. Remember, we're talking about a game released for something. So that's actually clue number one. Clue number one, racing game released for the Master System. It has to have some sort of relation to Sega. So it has to be either developed or published by Sega or released on a Sega console. So this week we have a racing game released for the Master System. That's our first clue of the week. If you think you know what the game is, DM me. Send me a DM on Discord, and we're about to find out if you're right. And if you are, you will get 20 points. You have until the end of this next music block to send me your guesses for this first clue for a chance of getting 20 points. Racing game released for the Master System. And as we wait for your guesses, let's play some music. Since we have OSC on the show tonight, why not start off with an OSC track from Radio Sega's 10 Years for Sega Ears album. This is Synthetic Park, covering Sonic Colors' Aquarium Park. Enjoy, you're listening to The Manic Monday Show on Radio Sega.
Sega. Playing the best Sega music. 24/7.
Let the bass kick. Let the bass kick.
With Casey.
I am the darkest of days.
Who is going to save you now? Who is going to save you now when one of you has... Oh, my God. There's one correct guess. How in the world is this possible? And I'm going to say this now. Doomgirl, 3 weeks in a row with 20 points. So, whoa. And she's not even cheating because there's no way. Have I been hacked? Oh my God, I've been hacked by Doomgirl. Damn you, you Latin girl. Yeah, maybe not. So yeah, anyway, welcome back to the show. We just played some tunes. We started off there with Synthetic Park by OSC, Open Science Collective, as part. It was the opening track, one of my favorites, from our Radio Sega's 10 Years for Sega Ears album, released two years ago. How time flies, right? So we were turning 10 then, and we... Yeah! Awesome, we had OSC there. Then we had BBKK, BKK, Bass, Bass, Kick, Kick, Bass, Kick, Kick, Let the Bass Kick. BBKK, BKK from Tune Them, which is a track that I hadn't played in a while, so I thought I should, fix that. Then we had Infinite from Sonic Forces. Great tune. Let me just reply to someone. I forgot to tell someone. Nope. So there you go, good sir. There's your nope there. Thank you very much for trying. How in the world is this happening? How in the world? Yeah, well, I guess there was a chance, right? There was a possibility because there are, there's a certain number of racing games on the Master System, so there was a slight chance of you being able to guess what that game was, and Doomgirl did just that. She guessed it with her first guess. Well, but guesses are now close for this first guess. So you're now playing for 15 points, and without further ado, it's time to share clue number two.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Clue number two. Let me remind you that clue number one was racing game released for the Master System. Clue number two. This probably won't help at all, but let's see. Clue number two. So, racing game released for the Master System. Clue number two. As you progress through the game, you have the chance to upgrade your vehicle's parts via the in-game parts shop. As you progress through the game, you have the chance to upgrade your vehicle's parts via the in-game parts shop. Okay, so that's clue number two. If you think you know what this racing game released for the Master System is, let me know. DM me on Discord. I'm KC over there and everywhere else, so just let me know what your guess is. You're now playing for 15 points. Tweety said, she has better Sega education than any of you taking part. Yes. Yes. Maybe. Maybe. Or she's damn lucky. Yeah. I think it's...
Congratulations!
Yeah. Yeah. No, wrong. Wrong. Wrong soundbite.
Amazing!
This is the one. That was the one that I wanted to play. Well done. Well done, KC. Yeah. Air horn for no reason. Yeah, so keep trying, guys. 15 points, nothing's lost, nothing's gained, so there's still time to guess, and you have until the end of you have until the end of the Manic Lounge segment, so you have this next music break, and then you have the other one with OSC's interview. So we have a long time to guess, because the interview is a bit long, so it's like 24 minutes long, and then there's music. So look around Bing or Google or what it is, wherever it is that you use. Take a look and don't waste your guess. Don't waste your guess, just like one of you just did. Damn you. Yeah. Think carefully. Think carefully. Doom Girl says, come at me, bros. Jamie wants me to repeat the second clue. So the second clue is, as you progress through the game, you have the chance to upgrade your vehicle's parts via the in-game parts shop. That's the second clue. So maybe it'll help. Even if it doesn't, well, just guess. We'll see what happens next.
Third party tracks of the week.
Hey! Third party tracks of the week time. This week with a big shout out to Electric Boogaloo, the Boogs, to Doom Girl, and to Jamie. So those were the guys who requested this week's tracks. And so we have something from the Mega CD and something from the Mega Drive. So those are the systems we're covering today. Three tracks, three interesting tracks, and we'll see what you think of them. Let's start with a request by, or a suggestion, more like it, from Electric Boogaloo. So he requested something from Lethal Enforcers, the Mega CD version. So from Lethal Enforcers, this, I think, having not played the game and having not looked this up, I'm guessing, just a wild guess, this is the ending or credits theme, because the track is called, whoops, Thank You and See You Again. So I'm guessing, yeah. So take a listen to Lethal Enforcers.
Radio Sega. Making Mondays great again. This is the Manic Monday Show with KC.
bit repetitive, this was actually a good surprise, I have to say. From Mick and Mac as the Global Gladiators, this was Dance Tune, suggested by Jamie. You do have good opinions sometimes. Oh, amazing. I'm kidding. Love you, man. But yeah, so Mick and Mac as the Global Gladiators, Dance Tune was the last track there. And actually all the tracks that we played today were really good. I have to confess, I didn't have the time. I had a really, really busy week last week and really, really busy weekend. And today was really, really crazy, a crazy day. So I didn't have time to listen to the tracks before I play them on the show, and all of them were really good. So thank you very much to Electric Boogaloo, to Doom Girl, and to Jamie for your requests, for your suggestions. So what did we play there? We had, first off, we had Thank You and See You Again from Lethal Enforcers, the Mega CD version. Then we had from Radical Rex, the Mega Drive version. Radical Rex. And this is how you know a game was made in the 90s, okay? And Radical Rex. What kind of name is that? That's so cheesy. But yeah, Jungle is the name of the track. And then we had Dance Tune from Mick and Mac as the Global Gladiators. So what is Mick and Mac as the Global Gladiators? So it was a game released in 1992 in the US, 1993. In Europe, and it was, so apparently Mick and Mac are sucked into a comic book by Ronald McDonald. Why? I have no clue, but that's the premise for an amazing game right there. Your characters are sucked into a comic book by none other than Ronald McDonald. Amazing, well done, that's amazing. Yeah. yeah. So, CD-ROM 1019 is at a McDonald's right now. Yeah, so awesome. Enjoy. So, for some reason, everyone started talking about McDonald's right now because of Mick and Mac. I wonder if when Mac grows up, his friends call him Big Mac. Anyway, moving on. Let me just remind you that you can request or suggest tracks for the third-party tracks segment by going to radiose.ga/third-party. That's how you can, take part in this segment of the Manic Monday Show every week. So we have third-party tracks. What are third-party tracks from our standpoint? So third-party tracks are tracks from games that were released on Sega systems but not developed or published by Sega themselves. So those are what we call third-party tracks or third-party games. So if you want to suggest some, you know, awesome gem, some music track that you really love from a third-party game, radiose.ga/third-party. That's how you can take part in this segment of the show. Yeah, so it's time to move on. Time to move on with the show. Don't forget, you still have until the end of the next segment to let me know your guess for Say My Name. Lots of nopes so far, so I think this week this is truly well deserved.
Well, isn't that cute? But that's wrong.
Yes, it's wrong. All of you are wrong. So, apart from Doom Girl, all of you, wrong. Yes. Anyway, let's keep going. It's time for the Manic Lounge. As I've been saying since the start of the show, this week's guest is OSC, is Steve from Opus Sense Collective. Oh, before that, let me give a quick shout out to Alex Support. Hello, Alex Support. Who joined us on Discord and I think is listening to the show for the first time. So hello and welcome. Enjoy the show. Enjoy Radio Sega. Anyway, let's keep going. Time for our interview, or my interview, my chat with OSC. enjoy and let's learn more about our good friend of the station, Steve from the Open Science Collective. I'll be right back with another hint for Say My Name.
Take a seat and grab a drink. This is the Manic Lounge.
This week on the Manic Lounge, it's my pleasure to welcome Steve from OSC. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Casey. And hello, Radio Sega.
Always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure to be here.
Amazing. So, of course, people should know by now who you are and what you do. So, but mm-hmm. in very briefly, would you like to share with the people some of the past works you've done and what you do around the community?
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm from I put out music under the alias OSC, and I make noise with keyboards that sounds like video game music, and often that noise is replicating and sort of copying and reinterpreting old video game music, generally with a Sega leaning, and stick it out, and then Radio Sega's kind enough to play it and help promote me, and then I've helped Radio Sega put together things for other album projects and stuff as well. So yeah, that's generally making lots of noise seems to be my thing, and it's loosely Sega related, so it's all good fun.
That's awesome. Yeah, yes, of course. So people should be familiar with your work, but if not, go to Radio Sega, go to our media section, look up some Sega Lounge episodes and some other Radio Sega shows episodes. We play OSC music all the time, so that's something you should be familiar with. So Steve, you obviously have been around for a while. We've known you for a while. You've helped us with stuff like the Radio Sega albums. The last one, by the way, was awesome. Good work on that.
Thank you.
So would you like to tell us briefly about your biggest influences when it comes to video game music? What inspires you, and what inspired you to become a musician when it comes to video game music?
Okay, well, video game music inspirations. The first console we had in the house was an Atari 2600, but that didn't really do music. It just kind of did noises and bleeps. But then we got a Master System, and that starts to switch you onto things, because some of those old Master System games had really cool tunes. One of the first games I really got immersed in as a kid was Wonder Boy 3, The Dragon's Trap. There's loads of really nice, pretty tunes in that. Some really cool ones. When you complete it, you get this extended version of The Dragon's Trap, which has got this like killer organ solo in it and stuff. And I used to do the code cheat and then get myself turned into Birdman and go straight to the final boss and defeat him, just so I could then sit and listen to the tune in all its entirety during the credit roll, when it would list all the names of the bad guys. So things like that. It's something Sakamoto. I'll pull up the iTunes. But that was one of the first video game music things to grab me. And then from there, I mean, Sonic the Hedgehog. It was just, we leveled up to the Mega Drive in 1991 or 92. And that was it, man. Sonic the Hedgehog just blew me away. And so many of the music on all of the Sega games around that time, and they're not even necessarily Sega exclusives, but games that were maybe better known for being on Sega consoles. Things like Flashback, which didn't have a lot of music in it, but the music it did have, like in the cutscenes and at choice points, important points and levels, they were just brilliant, and it used to blow me away. And then my cousin had a SNES, Nintendo, after spending a half term staying at my cousin's house playing on his SNES, I decided I'd save up and get a SNES. So we ended up being a household with a Mega Drive and a SNES, and so I just had the best of both worlds. You had the wonderfully sort of earworm compositions of like Koji Kondo or the classic Mario stuff. And then I got the SNES that came bundled with Street Fighter 2 Turbo. Mm-hmm. So I had all of the Street Fighter stuff. So realistically, I think my most influential stuff, music-wise, Shinichi Sakamoto from Wonder Boy 3. And then jumping forward a couple of years, I'm just scrolling through my video game category in my iTunes at the moment. And then jumping forward, we've got on the Mega Drive, obviously, we've got
Masato Nakamura.
Thank you. Okay. Yep. And then looking at Flashback, because that was a French-made game, it's got here credited a couple of guys, Pierre-André Athain and Pascal Perino. I don't know anything about these guys other than they did the music for that. And then other titles on the Mega Drive, I mean, absolute no-brainer, Yuzo Koshiro. I mean, it's just wicked. It would really get you. But loads of stuff on the Mega Drive just blew my mind. And then actually jumping forward from there, years later, we got an N64. Mm-hmm. And we got the one that came bundled with GoldenEye. And you know, who didn't have an N64 with GoldenEye? And just everyone knows the James Bond music inside and out. It's one of the world's most famous pieces of music. It's up there with the likes of Star Wars and Superman, you know. But every single level was a reworking of the James Bond tune. And what those guys did to rework, you know, rearrange and reorchestrate the James Bond theme tune so many times, and to keep it sounding cool and fresh and stylistically appropriate for each level, where you're going from, you know, Siberian satellite research centers through to like Amazonian jungles, and you've still got the James Bond theme, but each time it's different, and it's got different mood, it's got different atmosphere, pace, urgency, all this stuff. Really clever, really, really well done. Let's not forget F-Zero too. Sorry, F-Zero is another one that just blows my mind. It's just really, really nice, clever compositions, pacey, fast, energetic, but often with a sort of a hint of like melancholy about them. I've mentioned this before when we talked about stuff. I always loved the tunes that had a bit of darkness in them, a bit of melancholy about the melody or the use of harmony, which ties into all my wider tastes in music generally. You know, like whenever the conversation about who do you prefer between Lennon and McCartney comes up, like I'm a McCartney man through and through, because he did that more lush kind of melancholy harmonies. Mm-hmm. And things like that. So, you know, I've always had a soft spot for that, which I think is why I've always leaned to like Streets of Rage 1 over Streets of Rage 2 for the soundtrack.
Yes, me too.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
me too, yes.
It's simpler, it's a little more stripped down. Number 2's got the kitchen sink, you know, it's got everything in it. And number 1 is just, it's a bit more sparse, it's a bit moodier. Some of the melody lines are more melancholic, and yeah, it just really gets you, you know. Yeah.
And number 3 is just mental.
Number three is the Streets of Rage, what like Miles Davis's Bitches Brew is to jazz, you know. And jazz was kind of on its course, and then it started to get a bit clever, and then all of a sudden, boom, that happens in 1969, and everyone just loses the plot and doesn't know what's happening. Yeah. And of course, you see, the other thing is, right, at that time, the music was elusive. It was the only place you could hear that music was when you played the game. Like, if I'd been able to go back to like 8-year-old Steve and say, don't worry, man, one day you're going to have a computer and on it will be all the video game music you ever wanted. You'll be able to listen to this thing over and over. Like, that's like, it was unthinkable. You know, it's not like if you liked a song in the charts on the radio, you just went out and bought it. You bought the tape or the record or the CD.
You could record it, but it was...
Record it off the TV, but like, as a little kid...
It was a little hard to do.
Yeah, and like, man, it was... you know, this stuff, you could only get it through playing. And if your game was good enough that it had an options menu or a hidden menu somewhere where you could go in and actually listen to the music, mm-hmm. just as the sound files, that was good in itself. But loads of them didn't. So I used to play through things just to get to points, like I was saying with the Wonder Boy, just to get to bits where I could go, ah, yes, here's that tune. And games where the music carries on playing when you paused it, man, that was... that was a,
oh, that's
yes,
true.
Yeah, that was a sweet spot. I think like Donkey Kong Country did that, so you used to be able to pause Donkey Kong Country and just keep listening to the music. I might be wrong there, but I seem to have a vague recollection of doing that. So, you know, just yeah, man.
Yeah.
So it was video game music was a big impact. But excellent. Then moving on, I sort of forget that video game music was so... I always knew that there were these games that had these cool soundtracks, but you move on, you're into other stuff in your life. I was studying music, I was absorbing all this music from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, you know, taking it all in, growing as a musician. And then it wasn't until I started dabbling in electronic music, which is really, really quite a recent thing. Like I trained as a jazz pianist. Like I'm a pianist by trade.
Oh, really?
And you know, all the time I was sort of studying through education and through university, I was very much about jazz and blues and you know, anything that didn't involve synths. I was a real latecomer to synthesis. I didn't really get into playing with synths until I was well into my 20s. So, you know, I'm like a latecomer and an evangelist now. Like, I convince everyone that synths are the future, and they have to understand and appreciate synths. Because I used to be part of that fraternity of like snobby jazz musicians that look down their noses at all that electronic stuff. Like, I didn't even like electric guitar at one time. I was like, nah, it's all noisy and twangy, you know. So, but out of like boredom, frustration, necessity, I was at a point in my life where work and family life was placing sufficient demands on my time that I could no longer spare the time to go and do music with bands and things. Largely because, you know, when you work full time and then you've got a baby in the house, the last thing you want to be doing is lugging equipment around, and when you're stupid enough to take up the piano, it's not exactly a portable instrument, so you end up with these massive flight cases with enormous keyboards in, and you don't want to be doing that at 3 a.m. knowing that a baby's going to wake up in 90 minutes and want like something, you know. So
yeah,
I sort of put all that on hold, and then but still had the itch, you know, like I've got to be doing something. And you know, I was working in and around music production anyway, and so I just figured, right, I'm just going to start making music with whatever I've got on my disposal, which at the time was Logic Pro, which is a software program. It's got a lot of virtual synthesizers in it, and just started making things and, you know, sort of getting into the synth side. And then the more you get into synths, the more it's a slippery slope, it really is. And I found myself totally hooked. And then when I was showing people what I'd made, they were like, dude, it's like video game music. It's like
old video game music,
you know. And it sort of got me thinking. I'm like, oh yeah, it is. It's like the video game music I was listening to when I was like a kid. And then that caused me to revisit video game music from my childhood. And of course, a lot of it's nostalgia. And then a lot of it's things I'd forgotten. And then games I'd never played, but it's like, man. And you start looking up the composers and you see what games they work on, and then you go and listen to those soundtracks, and you know, just ended up in this massive big kind of journey of discovery. And that was one of the driving forces behind, right, I'm going to start trying to make my take on some of these games, just because I love them and I want to hear them expanded beyond the technology that they were limited to when they were first made.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the thing, isn't it, right? That essentially they composed this stuff and then coded in settings for what the sound chips in the consoles would do, and that was that, and that's all they had. So I thought, well, I'm going to expand beyond that. I didn't even know there were like video game remix communities. I've never heard of Overclock Record. I didn't know nothing. For all I knew, I was the only person in the world doing this, right? So I'm just beavering away, making some tunes, right?
But what's interesting about that is that, you know, many people, most people, I think, start doing this because they find out there's like an OC remix or some other kind of community that, of people that remix video game music, and oh, I'm gonna try my hand at this. But you didn't do it like that, so you started in a different way. So you started on your own, totally. And then you found out about other people, right?
Well, then I like made some remixes, and then I was on some retro gaming forums anyway, posted them, like, I'd done some music. You know, I did this is based on Streets of Rage, you know, and it just happened to be that Sonic Yoda, do you know Sonic Yoda?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Our good friend Sonic Yoda. He Sonic used to Yoda. Host the Cyber Razor Cut, so he's the owner of Sega Driven.
Yeah. Well, one guy was like, oh, my mate goes by the alias online Sonic Yoda. This is on a forum, right? And he was like, he's called Sonic Yoda, and he hosts this show on Radio Sega. I let him know, and I was like, huh? What? Sonic Yoda? Radio Sega? What is this, right? And then he goes and he played this tune on Radio Sega, and I was like, what is Radio Sega? You know, and started diving into that side, and suddenly unearthed like this whole treasure trove of remix community, and I realized that I was one man in a sea of humans making video game remixes. And on one hand, I thought, oh no, I thought I was onto something. I was the only one. And on the other hand, it was like, oh, thank goodness, I'm not the only guy. I'm not mad, you know. And so that was very cool, and it was very encouraging. So I was like, right, yeah, I'm gonna churn out loads more. I'm gonna make a whole album. Bop 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 bop. You know, a few months later, there we go, Magical Sound Show. And you know, by this stage, I've found Overclock Remix. I sort of posted a couple things there. It's got a lukewarm response. I was like, okay, never mind. You guys loved it, so that's cool. And you promoted it and listened to it, and that was very exciting. And then one of the tracks, I think it was the Lava Reef. It won something. I can't remember what. But Rexy contacted me one day, and it had been voted something. And I was just like, oh my God. And yeah, it was like wicked. And so basically from the very dawn of me discovering Twitter and the internet in general and Facebook and starting to post these little things I've been hatching on my laptop, you know, very early on, Radio Sega popped up and became this kind of big thing on my horizon. I was like, okay, here's a cool group of people. They like Sega as much as I do. I thought everyone forgotten about Sega, you know. And I just discovered there's all this Sega community and fandom. Then I discovered Sonic fan art. Oh my gosh, that's terrible. But yeah, and there's just this whole like this whole world, this whole sea of Sega community out there. And what I found is that because obviously I don't just do video game music, I do all sorts of things, and the feedback and the comeback I get from the Sega community is so warm. And it's so heartfelt. It just keeps sucking me back in. It's just a lovely bunch of people to have, knowing that
excellent.
They're following me on Twitter.
Excellent.
You know, yeah, it's like it's
that's
wicked
the plan.
Because I post non-Sega related stuff, and I've got some people who will always hit that like button, retweet, share the work. You know, they do that, but they've come to me through Sega. Through the Sega remixes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and that's wicked. And I never forget that. And I always sort of honor that kind of grassroots, like Radio Sega has been a part of my online musical journey almost from the beginning. So, you know, I always make sure I stay true to that. And
keep trying to
tease out the odd extra Sega remix here and there, even though like I get busy with other stuff. Yeah, always make time for it.
And that's great. Cool. That's why we love you. Mm. So, so that's awesome. So we just had a little glimpse at your musical journey from the very beginning. So what's next for OSC? What can you tell the people? What projects do you have in store for
us? Well, my EP that went out last year, it went out on August last year. It went out as a free download, but it went out on a label called Business Casual. That's a label that just does Bandcamp releases, and they're all free to download. And the idea is, it's just a nice, it's got a huge reach. It's a massive promotional platform, so you can go there and grab it free download anytime you like. But it proved quite popular, much to my surprise and kind of to everyone's surprise. It hit the number one spot for all of its hashtags when it first went out, which was quite exciting in itself. Awesome. So it was like the most popular 80s and synthwave and vaporwave, all that stuff. And then recently, Bandcamp got some exposure due to some French website, and basically the whole of France went and downloaded stuff from Bandcamp, and that actually propelled my this EP, which went out last year, all the way to number one on the whole of Bandcamp. So that was like, amazing. I never thought I'd ever actually hit the number one spot on all the Bandcamp, so that was very, very exciting. But that, off all of the popularity and excitement around that, it got picked up by a startup label over in the States. They've not been going long, but they specialize in vinyl only releases. And then later in the year, I've got a couple more EPs, not entirely sure on what the release date is around them yet. Can't say too much on them, because they might be being released. I can't say too much on them, basically, because let's just say the marketing and the release scheduling is not being done by me. Hint, hint. I don't know exactly. April, May time, things will probably start to move on that front. It's got vocals on it. Took some old recordings that I did years ago and actually sorted them out properly to what they ought to be, and they're going out, and they're going to be fun, sort of synth poppy stuff, one with male vocals, one with female vocals, and yeah, that should be quite exciting.
So people should just follow you on Twitter, Facebook. There's the mailing list as well, right? People can subscribe to
the mailing list. Maybe we'll get you to post it on Radio Sega. But if you go to www.opussciencecollective.com, there's a nice little subscribe to the mailing list on the page there. If you do that, then whenever I've got something important to announce, I shoot a mail out to everyone in my mailing list. And then, you know, rather than hope you're going to see an update from me on when you log into Facebook or Twitter, you will get it land in your inbox for your convenience, which is very civilized and 21st century. So yeah, the mailing list is cool, and it's nice, because, and then you can just like email me back as well and just like ask questions, or you know, tell me to stop mailing you, or whatever it is you want to.
Yes, you can subscribe as well. Yeah, of course, that's awesome.
Yeah, I get an email every time someone subscribes. I get an email. It says someone unsubscribed from you, and it tells me who, and I die a little inside. But so, you know, if you want to contribute to that slow, drawn out death, then I join my mailing list and then unsubscribe from it.
No,
break my heart.
Okay, so Steve, thank you very much for coming to Radio Sega. We'll be looking for those news, those email updates on your future projects. So we're just going to play some music that you picked for us.
Cool.
And Steve, we'll see you around for sure.
All right.
Take care, mate.
Thank you. All right, then. Bye bye.
The Manic Lounge.
Radio Sega. Manic Monday Show with Casey.
Boys Fall Easy from OSC's Girls on Bikes EP. If you don't know already, because why would you know? I haven't mentioned this before. So the software I use and most of us use for our live shows on Radio Sega is Radio DJ. So Radio DJ just had a recent update to version 2.0. And so I'm liking this new interface with the cover art for each song as well. So and you have to check out the Girls on Bikes cover art. It's suggestive. Let's leave it at that. And that's one of the reasons. So the recent update I did since last week to Radio DJ version 2.0 is the reason, I think, why there were some cheering in the background at some point during the interview. So my apologies for live listeners for that. Of course, if you're listening to the podcast, nothing happened. Everything's okay, so nothing to see here. Proceed. Let me test this theory by playing by pressing one of the keys in my keyboard. There we go. The thing is, I thought I had disabled all shortcuts. And I was just trying to check that, and yeah, I have all shortcuts have been disabled, so I don't know how this has happened. This is another number 38 situation. Remember that from Radio Sega Stop 40 Countdown? I was typing. I thought I was typing in the chat room. I pressed the key on my keyboard and Radio DJ played number 38. That's how it all started. Good times. But yeah, so apologies for that, but at least they were cheering. Jamie said they should be booing, Casey. Don't be like that. We love Steve. Well, love is a strong word. We like. Well, like is a strong word, but we tolerate OSC. Anyway, thank you very much to Steve for his time, for coming on the Manic Lounge for a little chat. I could, you know, we could keep this going all day long. I ended up not asking that many questions, but it's fine. It's nice to hear the man talk. What we just played there, by the way, after that, were some requests by Steve. So he asked me to play the Dragonstrap BSG version from Wonder Boy 3, the Dragonstrap. We also played Moon Beach from Streets of Rage 1 and Boys Fall Easy by OSC from the Girls on Bikes EP. You can check out www.opusciencecollective.com, so opusciencecollective.com, for the latest info on you know, new stuff, new music, new campaigns, new vinyls, new cassette tapes, all of that. You can subscribe to the mailing list as well by going to opusciencecollective.com, and that's where you can find all the links to check out all the news by OSC. Well, it's time to move on, because you know, you guys have been itching to know what clue number 3 is. It's time.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Say my name. It's time for clue number 3. And let's see if this helps at all. This will narrow down the list of games. So remember, I'm looking for a racing game released for the Master System. I'm looking for a game where, as you progress through it, you have the chance to upgrade your vehicle's parts via the in-game parts shop. So as you progress through the game, you can upgrade your parts, okay? There's a parts shop. Clue number 3. This game was released in 1993 in all territories. So it was released in 1993 in all territories. So that's clue number 3. I hope this narrows it down. And you can guess. You're playing for 10 points now. So please Bing or Google this and try to guess this week's game. Okay, and while you do that, don't forget, you need to DM me. Don't guess in the main chat. Okay, so DM me your guess. Otherwise, other people will see it and, you know, you'll lose your chance to get ahead of the competition. It's time to move on and play this.
Memories of Sega.
Indeed, Memories of Sega. It's time for Memories of Sega. This week we have A Winner Was You back with yet another game. Pay attention to this game as you'll have the chance of, you know, sharing your own memories of it next week. This week the game is Wolfchild Mega CD version. So last week I played some Wolfchild tracks, remember, because of Electric Boogaloo's requests. And this week we have A Winner Was You covering this Mega CD game. But before that, to get you in the mood, we'll start with one of his requests, one of his musical requests. We have Dense Jungle / Outer Jungle from Wolfchild Mega CD, a track composed, actually a soundtrack composed by Martin Ivsen, I believe. So I hope you enjoy that and pay attention to Owen Rizzo's tales of his, you know, experience, his history with Wolfchild Mega CD. I'll shut up now. Enjoy. Whoops. Enjoy the track and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
from the 90s to the present. Take a trip back in time with A Winner Was You as he looks back at the Sega games that defined his life. Memories of Sega.
We're going back to the Mega CD this week with Wolfchild, a platformer released for the add-on in 1993. The game is a port for an Amiga title developed by Core Design and was heavily criticised at the time for being nothing more than a cartridge game on a CD, with nothing to showcase the Mega CD's power apart from a CD quality soundtrack and an animated intro. While it's certainly nothing special, it's playable enough and its central gimmick, the ability to turn into a werewolf, is a pretty cool one. I first heard of this game in an advert for a mail order company in a magazine. I forget which one, but I think it might have been CMVG. The Amiga version was shown in the advert, but I had no idea what it was all about, since all it showed was the cover of a game. Sometime later, I looked in an issue of Mean Machine Sega and saw a review of the Mega CD version. Now I was able to see what kind of game it was. I instantly liked the look of it, despite it getting a mediocre score overall. Sucker for a transformation gimmick? That'd be me. Other reviews would be no less middling, with a lack of anything but pushing the Mega CD's power being the main sore point. Still, I wanted to try it. Naturally though, I had no Mega CD and wouldn't get one until I'd picked one up while rebuilding my Mega Drive collection back in the last decade. Nonetheless, I get to play the Master System port of the game, which I fairly enjoyed. But I would finally get the Mega CD version at one London Comic Con, over a year of which I completely forget. The game itself is a pretty standard platformer with nothing except its main gimmick to make it really stand out. You start out as a normal human with nothing more than a weedy puncher to defend yourself with, but when your health meter is restored to a certain level, you transform into a werewolf and gain the ability to fire projectiles. In addition, you can gain different kinds of shots by collecting power-ups. In addition, you become heavier and can break through certain blocks by jumping on them. However, if you take too much damage and your health drops down to a certain degree, you change back into a human. As you'd expect, it's in your best interest to stay as a wolf, but that can be easier said than done when the enemies can be somewhat relentless. There are 9 stages in the game, and after the opening airship level, the locations change after every second stage. Every odd-numbered level also has a boss to deal with. Graphically, the game is quite nice, with a decent amount of detail in the levels. The music is perhaps a highlight, though. There's a fair amount of good tunes in there, and I like them rather a lot. It's certainly improvements on the Master System version, which had no music at all, barring the title track. Ultimately, it's easy to see why Wolfchild got its fair share of flak back when it was released. With so many great platformers already out there, and so many people expecting far much more from a Mega CD, it failed to really stand out from a crowd. Nonetheless, I have a soft spot for it. While it's not a wonderful game, it's quite fun, and the soundtrack makes it worth fighting through. The levels are quite large and expansive, and it can be fairly challenging. It may not be a game I'd recommend, but if you have some time to kill, you can do a lot worse. It's good for a howl at the very least.
Memories of Sega.
Share your own memories of the game by joining us live on Discord next week. You can also send a voice recording or written message by email to casey@radiosega.net.
Chimera Base / Biogenetic Labs from Wolfchild Mega CD version, which was apparently the same thing, the same game as the Mega Drive version, bar the music and the intro. So yeah, that's it. This is this week's game that we showcased on Memories of Sega. So this means next week you'll be able to share your own thoughts on so you'll be able to share your own memories of the game or thoughts on the game. I'm not sure if many people played this, as I'm not sure if there are many people listening to us right now live that played Mega CD games. But if you have, and if you want to share your own thoughts on the game, come back next week. And you can come on the show live, or you can also email me, kc@radiosega.net, or send me a DM on Discord with some thoughts on it. I'm not sure if I'll be able to try this in time for next week, but I will certainly try. I will certainly give it a try if I can. Wolfchild Mega CD. Let me just tell you that the first track we played before the actual Memories of Sega segment was Dense Jungle / Outer Jungle, also from this game. So those were the tracks we just played, as requested by a winner, was you. That's it. So next week, Memories of Sega is back, but with your own Memories of Sega. So please do come back and check out that during the next episode of the Manic Monday Show. And since we're running a bit late, let's not waste any more time. It's time for this again.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
I see you there scratching your head and such. Yeah, I see you from here, from the radio waves. Yeah, through the radio waves. I can see you. I can't. But I know you're doing it. You're scratching your head, because what 1993 game had the option to upgrade your vehicle's parts? And what do you mean, vehicle? Is it a car? Is it a bike? What is it? That would help a lot, wouldn't it? So that's why clue number 4 is the one that I'm going to give you next. Let me just remind you. Number 1, racing game released for the Master System. Number 2, as you progress through the game, you have the chance to upgrade your vehicle's parts via the in-game parts shop. Number 3, it was released in 1993 in all territories. So in all territories that the game was released. So let me just clarify that for a bit. But I don't think you would have guessed it either way. So clue number 4. In this game, you drive a buggy. In this game, you drive a buggy. Okay? It's obvious now, isn't it? It is. So let me know your thoughts about this. And yeah, that's it. So in this game, you drive a buggy. In this game, you drive a buggy. So while you think about that, it's so hard now. Whoa, it's so hard. So while you do that, I'm going to play some more music. I said in Discord at the beginning of the show that I've held off for like 5 weeks. Okay, I've been wanting to play a track that we found out about during Winterfest, thanks to a winner to I Need Fruit. Okay, so and I thought to myself, nah, I'm not going to do it. Some people don't like this track. Some people will complain. Let me be good. But it's time. It is time, people. Season 3, Episode 5 of the Manic Monday Show deserves that we play the brilliance, the magnificence that is... you know what it is. That is Yatta! We'll be right back. back with more.
Yeah.
Missed a previous episode of the show or want to listen to this one again?
Come on!
Download it on Radio Sega or stream it on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your podcast service of choice.
Oh, yeah!
Just smile. Kimi no Ryatsuta! This is from the Sega Piano Nocturne album, released in 2005. Oh, this new version of Radio DJ is pretty handy. I get access to all the info here without, you know, just clicking anything. That's good. So, this is very, very different from the first track, right? So the first track was Yatta from Mai Mai. with that magnificent duck voice, for some reason. Donald Duck makes a cameo in this track. And then we had Snowy Scenery version 2 from Shenmue, one of my favorites. And finally, this version of I Just Smile from Burning Rangers. Oh, also, I played this because Burning Rangers turns 20 today, or it actually turned 20 a few hours ago in Japan. So February 26th was when this game was released, but obviously 1998. So it turned 20, and everyone's still waiting for a remastered version or something, or a port over to current-gen consoles. So will it happen? Probably not, but let's keep, you know, our hopes up so we can get disappointed together. Yeah, so I think we're almost done with the show. Aren't we? We aren't? There's something still missing, you're saying? Yeah? Is it this?
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Okay then. So if you say so, let's take a look at Say My Name. Entries are now closed. It's over. It's over. So please stop DMing me with your wrong guesses. Actually, yeah, it wasn't that bad today. It was really bad. Yeah, so let's see what happened this week. So the clues are were as follows. A racing game released for the Master System. As you progress through the game, you have the chance to upgrade your vehicle's parts via the in-game parts shop. It was released in 1993 in all territories. In this game, you drive a buggy. So the answer was obviously Buggy Run. Buggy Run, a top-down racer for the Master System released in 1993 with a style very reminiscent of Micro Machines. Someone, I believe Alex Support, actually guessed Micro Machines at some point. Yeah, it really looks like Micro Machines. That was my first, you know, my first guess and thought when I looked at images from the game and gameplay video from the game. Yeah, oh, the music stopped. That's a shame. So yeah, what happened then? We had some changes in our leaderboard. So after, this was week 5. So after 5 weeks, let's see what happened this week first. So with 5 points, we had Rexy, OSC, and Alex Support. Okay, so with 5 points, we had these guys. With 10 points, we had Lucas, Jamie, and that's it. With 15 points, we had Veritex. And the winner, yet again, with 20 points, Doomgirl. This means the leaderboards are as follows so far after 5 weeks. With 5 points, newcomer Alex Support and Viper. With 10 points, AlphaDog1996, Brathsig and Reek. With 15 points, Lucas. With 20 points, Tweeny and SarahRose96. With 30 points, Electric Boogaloo. With 55 points, Jamie. Yeah. With 60 points, OSC. And now for the top 3. In 3rd place, with 70 points, we have Rexy. In 2nd place, with 80 points, surprisingly, we have Doomgirl. And in 1st place, with 85 points, we have Veritex. So that's how it looks, how the leaderboards look after 5 weeks. And let me just tell you that this current edition of Say My Name will end after week number 8. So on March 19th, we'll have the grand finale, the final week of Say My Name. And then we'll probably have a special Under Pressure version or Under Pressure edition of Say My Name on the 26th. as it's the last show of the month. And then we'll have a special show as well, still to be decided and to be announced. But so stay tuned for that. If you're planning on winning this, and there are many people who can still win this, people like Rexy, like Veritex, Doomgirl, OSC, even Jamie. Okay, things are, you know, relatively close. So if you get like 20 points every week, you'll probably win this. So come back next week for another edition of Say My Name with another crazy game or something, you know, to guess. this was really, really tough this week, right? Yay! I'm happy because I'm evil. I am evil. Okay, but
congratulations!
Yeah, to Doomgirl, who was able to guess three games in a row with her first guess. Amazing. Well, before we keep going and before I say goodbye, one very, very important piece of information for all you guys. So I'm going to pause this because we have a new show alert. Yes, not exactly new, but returning show alert. So maybe this. Yay, Airhorn, KC Airhorn. This means this Friday, another show will be added to our schedule. And so if you enjoy listening to our live shows, of course you do, we'll have this show coming on Friday.
Chaos Control Center.
I'm Senior, I'm 1019.
And I'm BDX, the Bad Influence.
And we're the hosts of Chaos Control Center on Radio Sega, and believe me, there are a ton of reasons why you should listen to our show.
Really? Because I can't think of one.
What do you mean you can't think of one?
Not even a damn fourth Chaos Emerald.
Well, that would kind of fix things, but what about our music?
The what?
Our discussions?
Who are we talking to?
Our segments?
Are we KMP?
Our complete and total lack of structure?
Do you realize who you're speaking with?
Yeah, that's a good point. In any case, just join us on Friday nights as we start it out the right way.
Yo, we getting paid for this?
Chaos Control Center with CD-ROM 1019 and BDX, the Bad Influence. Fridays at midnight Western Europe time. That's 1 a.m. Central Europe, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, only on Radio Sega.
Getting paid would help, would really help, really, trust me, but they're not getting paid. Anyway, that's it. Chaos Control Center returns to Radio Sega on Friday, this Friday, after Sega Mixer Drive. So, you know, around not maybe less than 1 hour after the end of Sega Mixer Drive. So that's when you should tune in to Chaos Control Center. So the next Radio Sega live show after the Manic Monday show, as per usual, for now, is on Friday. So that's Topical Resort with Viper. And be sure to tune in to that because, you know, this first season of the show is ending soon. So be sure to check out the last few episodes of season one of Topical Resort with Viper. Afterwards, 9 p.m. GMT, we have Rexy with Sega Mixer Drive, focusing on remixes. And next, you know, few minutes later, like maybe half an hour later, midnight, Chaos Control Center with CD-ROM 1019 and BDX, the Bad Influence. Since I'm mentioning all the shows, why not talk about the Chart Topping Show, which also airs on the weekend, but on Saturday at 8 p.m. GMT. So be sure to tune in to that. As for the Manic Monday Show, it returns next Monday, because that's the name of the show, the Manic Monday Show. So we'll return on Monday with another episode, with another interview, which I have no idea who I'll be talking to, because this last week was a bit hard, so I'll try to schedule something for the next few weeks. We'll see how it goes. Don't forget, you can return to, we'll have the return of Memories of Sega, and you can come on the show to talk about your memories of Wolfchild. So if you have the chance to try that game, please come try it during the rest of the week, and come back on Monday to talk to me about it. One last thing before I go. So I've been debating with myself, should I talk about this, should I not talk about this? Well, you know, one thing that I always try to do ever since I quote unquote started, you know, being an admin on Radio Sega. It's actually what it is. An admin on Radio Sega is to not to discuss staff problems in public. But for some reason, and I apologize for this to people, especially to people who probably never had any contact with Radio Sega prior to this. You just joined the Discord server this week or something, and you probably read some not too nice, let's say it like that, not too nice messages by some people who actually are not staff members, and who actually think, from what I've read, I just had the chance to read everything during the show because I was really busy, and these people seem to think what happens within Radio Sega's staff team, even though they're not actually staff members, they seem to have an idea of how things are run around Radio Sega. And I apologize for the way they phrased their, I don't know, their concerns about the future of Radio Sega or something. I don't know. The truth is, and it's important to emphasize this, that Simon Shirley, who was in the past one of our admins and who in the past hosted a show and did a lot of work on the current version of Radio Sega's website, actually left the station, and so people apparently are concerned about the future of Radio Sega. I just wanted to let people know and to, I don't know, maybe I think people need some comfort in some way. There's a whole team of people working on Radio Sega, okay? So please take your concerns to staff and instead of phrasing them in such a rude way. I don't mind people attacking me, really. I don't. That's why the messages were not deleted. They're there for everyone to see. I believe in free speech, so people, please speak your mind whenever you want. Please do it nicely, do it in a civil way. And if you have any concerns regarding how things are run, please take it to the staff instead of publicly, you know, dissing people and insulting people, which is not very nice. But, you know, it is what it is. Hopefully everyone's I don't know. I hope people are not really that concerned about the future of Radio Sega. So, yeah, hopefully we'll still be around for years to come and our team is still going strong. So more shows to come, that's for sure. So stay tuned to Radio Sega for more of that. That being said, I apologize for this little bit of info that I really didn't want to talk about. But I think it's needed because things were done publicly. So, with that being said, thank you so much for coming on, for listening to Radio Sega's The Manic Monday Show. The Manic Monday Show will return next week, hopefully with you guys listening in as well. Thank you very much to Opus Science Collective, to Steve, for being a great guest this week. Thank you so much to A Winner Was You for being a part of the show with his memories of Sega as well. And as I said before, Burning Rangers turns 20 in Japan today. So to celebrate that, I'm going to leave you with the age version of Angels with Burning Hearts.
Age!
I've been KC. This has been the Manic Monday Show. I'll be back next week. Enjoy the rest of your week. Bye-bye!
て走り続けるよ Just do it, just for it, just しましょう歩み心の中子供が靴下ボンは明日には積み上げてみせる燃え盛る炎のエンジェルはペースアピスカンダライかすかに聞こえてきた女神のような歌声には涙満ちてたけど
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.